Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog, with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is available now at craigtowens.com.
Today's audio blog is the audio of a video I shared today. If you would like to watch the video, or if you'd like to check out some related sources, take a look at the show notes.
They've finally been released from Egypt, and they come out, and right in front of them is the Red Sea. All right, we can't go past the Red Sea. And then they look behind them, and here comes the Israelite army. I think that this is probably the origin of the cliche of being between a rock and a hard place. I mean, what are their options, right? We can go this way, and we can drown. We can go this way, and we can be cut down by the swords. Not a lot of great options either way. Here's the lesson. Okay, we're supposed to, Paul said, these things were written down for you that you could learn from them. Or as George Santayana said, you could learn these lessons of history and not have to repeat them. Look at the beginning of chapter 14. So just, we're backing up 9 verses from where we just read. The Lord said to Moses, tell the Israelites to turn back and encamp near Pi Hahiroth, between Migdol and the sea. They are to encamp by the sea, directly opposite Baal Zephon. Pharaoh will think the Israelites are wandering around in the land in confusion, hemmed in by the desert. They're between a rock and a hard place. Why are they there? Because God put them there. Now, they didn't recognize that, and they complained about it. Okay? Why did God put them between a rock and a hard place? Well, let's jump down to verse number 13. Moses answered the people, do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You only need to be still. God put them between a rock and a hard place so that there was no human escape. They didn't have materials to build boats. They couldn't swim across the sea. They had no weapons or training to turn and fight the Egyptian army. They couldn't run to the sides out in the desert. They'd perish out in the desert. There was no human solution to where they were between the rock and the hard place. But God placed them there on purpose so that he could do something that no human can take credit for. That only he gets the praise for. So our lesson that we need to learn is when we say, I'm between a rock and a hard place, doesn't look like there's a lot of options here for me to get out of this or for me to even give thanks. Well, then you can pause and say, let me remember, let me think back here. God placed me here on purpose because he's going to do something that he's going to receive all the glory for.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, go to craigtowens.com.